Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Mark Thompson sitting in for John. Really cool to be with my pals at KFI and at iHeart. We have much to do. I unearthed the cameo sent to me by George, well, sent to me by my Courtney, who had George Santos do it. This is at my birthday in December. I will not play it now, but because we have a visit with a luminary on the line. But after that, I will play it. I also want to acknowledge, I think Angel Martinez is absolutely right. It's called the observer effect, where the act of observing, in this case, we're talking about the big bear bald eagle nest, the act of observing changes the outcome. Now, we're not saying that that happened in the case of the bald eagle eggs, but Deborah sort of was suggesting, you know, is that a thing? I mean, are they aware that there's a camera there? So, but that's what it's called. I was thinking it's the Schrodinger's cat, which is a different physics deal, but I think Angel's right. It's the observer effect. The act of observing, does that change the outcome somehow? Anyway, all right, that's the old news. Now to the news of the weekend here on KFI. Joining us on the big Oscar celebrity line is Sam Rubin from KTLA, who is always on top of not only the Oscars, but every kind of award show that comes down the red carpet. There is a live KTLA, live from the Oscars show this Sunday. It's from 1 until 3:30. So you're on all the way up until close to showtime. Their show starts at 4, I think. Right, Sam?
Hello?
Oh, okay. Hello, Sam? No? Not getting it?
Mark. Yeah. Mark. Hello?
Yeah,
I'm there.
We got you. Okay.
And I appreciate the luminary reference, although my highlight was when I called the screener a few moments ago, had no idea, not that I would expect anyone, who I was, nor who you were.
So... That's a great story. All right. Well, we're off to a hot start. So, you do a live from the Oscars show, I was saying, on the red carpet from 1 to 3:30 this Sunday on Channel 5. But what can we expect on the show, the main Oscars event? I've said it before. I don't think you can really compare these things. I mean, you can. These are. Are you calling us from a microwave oven? Why do I hear that sound, that bonging sound? And
oh, you know, Mark.
Yes. Are you in the middle of? Do me a favor. Get Sam to a place we can talk to him. Yeah, get Sam to a place we can talk to him, or have him call us back. Yeah, it's always weird. I think when you compare these movies, because they're just, you know, you're gonna compare American Fiction to Napoleon. I mean, tell me how you do that. You're gonna compare Maestro to Oppenheimer. How are you gonna do that? I mean, it just doesn't make Poor Things. You're going to throw that in the, somehow to Barbie. You're going to you see what I mean? It just, you can't compare them. If I said, what should get the award, Michelangelo's David or Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa? Well, they're totally different. You can't compare them. What are you talking about? And that's exactly what these movies are. So the Oscars started as a promotion for Hollywood. It was like a 20-minute long thing. Then it got some momentum, and it turned into, you know, the Academy. They call it the Academy. I mean, if you live in Southern California and you work and live around Los Angeles and Hollywood, you know the Academy, you know, they mean well, don't get me wrong, but not everybody there is, you know, very Academy-like. I mean, can be a lot of people sitting around in T-shirts on the couch, and they don't even watch all the movies. So I don't mean to run down the Oscars either. I think it's really great that they celebrate this tremendous art form. But I'm just saying the nature of these comparisons is tortured to begin with. That said, we love it. It's broadcast worldwide, and Sam has reported on it dutifully, I want to say, for a couple of decades now. Sam is back with us now.
The mistake of all time is being a Luddite and trying to go high tech. I thought it would be cool if I was, you know, wearing the iPods and talking on the radio while walking, but I realized that was a major mistake. Now I'm with you for keeps.
All right, cool. So, you know, I was just talking about, you know, how difficult it is to compare these various things, but there are films that are odds-on favorites every year to do really well. It seems to me Oppenheimer is one of them. Are there others? Are there also-rans that could turn out to be really celebrated by the Academy?
I think the dilemma this year, Mark, which is not unique, but it is more acute this year than it has ever been, is all these predicted winners are almost certain to be the winners. So how do we generate excitement on Oscar Sunday when these main six categories have been parsed and there's all the precursor awards, et cetera? So, you know, you know more about gaming than I do, and frankly, most anybody. I believe you have to bet $8,000 on Oppenheimer to win Best Picture. If you bet $8,000, you'll get $100 back.
Wow. Yeah, that just lets you know. Yeah, so the smart money's there with Oppenheimer. So then you turn to some of the other things that, and they use that category as the last category, the big payoff. But prior to that, there's supporting actor, and I wonder if you can just maybe run through some of that.
We can certainly talk about those.
One that springs to mind is in the holdovers, because I think the nominated actress is only on screen for maybe 10 minutes.
Right. Divine Joy Randolph. And so she is a lock of locks. She has won every single precursor. And again, she is the best supporting actress, but supporting in small letters. She's not in the movie that much. And so, you know, some people suggest, well, gee, the Academy loves the movie. They love Paul Giamatti, but they can't really award it to him because Cillian Murphy will get it for Oppenheimer. So this is an award for her and an award for the entire movie. The one thing that I like about, you know, these are Cinderella stories to a degree. And the speech she made at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. And you know, I'm a fan of all this stuff. But, you know, for every person out in Southern California, every person listening right now, probably 1 out of 10, you know, is hoping to get a SAG card or that the agent will call or something. She said, you know, with conviction, because it's what happened to her, you know, your life can change with one phone call. And her career trajectory, although she certainly has worked before, you know, has changed completely because of this 10 minutes on screen in the holdovers.
By the way, that's the kind of actor I'd like to be. You know, book me for a film. Let me do 10 minutes, collect my Oscar, and I'm out of here. I'm ready to wrap my career up after one. What is the
right?
What was she in prior to this, Divine Joy Randolph from the Holdovers?
You know what? I should be able to rattle off those titles to you, and several of my colleagues could. I can't.
But more to the point, like, Sam. More to the point, I guess I'm getting at is that this really was her big break. Yes.
Yes, this is what really put her on the map as far as Hollywood in general is concerned. And another example of this, which I think is why, and this is a cliche phrase I use on the air constantly, the nomination is the win. Take a really good actor like Coleman Domingo. Coleman Domingo has worked for years and years and years. I believe it was Fear of the Walking Dead was his TV series that ran for a really long time. He's done, you know, 40, 50 roles. But now, suddenly, everybody's like, oh, that guy's Coleman Domingo. Oh, and that guy has the greatest personality ever. And that guy is, you know, a very compelling speaker and a great guy to interview and booked 3 major movies during award season. So I think it stuff like that, you know, helps immeasurably. And then one other thing we're learning about, this has existed for a long time, but it is at a heightened pace. All these guys are getting fashion deals to walk down the red carpet. So I can tell you that, you know, Emma Stone will be in, you know, Givenchy before she even walks the red carpet or whatever designer it is, and she will make millions for that.
Wow. Wow. What an industry you're in, Sam. I can only imagine the lavishness that is just lathered all over you every award season, too, because you're there on that red carpet next to that Megan Henderson, who I think is terrifically. She's always dressed to the nines as well. And is who else is with you on that show that you do, the lead up to the Oscars?
It's Jessica Holmes, of course, and Doug Kolk. So we really pride ourselves, and we do all these shows, you know, Critics' Choice and the Emmys and all these shows together as a foursome. Jessica and I are right on the red carpet. And, you know, I enjoy that, too, so much because it's a real, you know, if Hollywood is high school with money, this is the prom. And it is this emotional, vulnerable time. And all there are these other award shows and all that. But when you go, you know, it's a, you know, enormous hassle to get there. You go through, you know, beyond airport security times 10, and then you arrive on that carpet and it hits you. And it hits you in the most significant way. And the two names I'll drop right now is I remember both Jennifer Lawrence and Kim Basinger trembling, literally shaking, because they just, you know, this is every person with their hairbrush practicing in the mirror when they were 12, and now they're there.
Yeah, really
it's, you know,
extraordinary.
It's really happening.
Sam, stay with us for just a second, because we did kind of start late because of our technical stuff. So, yeah, and I love that Jessica Holmes. I think she's unflappable, charming, and adorable. And I love that you guys are together for this thing on Sunday. So 1 to 3:30 on KTLA. All right, we'll continue with Sam Rubin. More about the Oscars and about what to expect as we continue. John Cobalt Show, 640 KFI is where we are. We call it KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're talking to Sam Rubin about the Oscars coming up. Sunday's a big deal. I don't know if you're going to an Oscar viewing party or whatever. You know, Sam's on that red carpet. He's got the KTLA show from 1 until 4. They start the Oscars at 4 this year, Sam. Why are they starting them an hour earlier?
Because they get a precipitous decline in viewership, particularly in the East Coast, once they go past X time. The Oscars for many years in the East started at 8, and, you know, it's scheduled for 3.5 hours. Once you get past 11 p.m. in the East, and particularly once you get past midnight, and the show many times has run more than 4 hours, people got to go to bed.
Right,
so they decided to start an hour earlier. And then the other thing, which I think is really going to affect things, and I almost am certain there's going to be one or two very tardy stars, because the time change Saturday night into Sunday, people are going to forget the movie.
Oh, wow. That's such an underreported thoughts, big time. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Jimmy Kimmel hosting. I just love Jimmy Kimmel, and I think he's, you know, Well, clearly they love him too. Otherwise, he wouldn't be back to host it again. But what?
I think he's comfortable. You know, his wife is the executive producer.
No.
So that I think Molly will try to steer it towards his strengths. And you know, I think he is relaxed and comfortable. And you know, what happened last year, Brendan Fraser most notably, is, you know, there are these moments. There are these really emotional moments. And that's what you hope for. The thing you don't want to see happen is somebody just pulling out a piece of paper and, you know, reading a little, you know, oh, and my friend at UTA, blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants to hear that.
I'm just looking at other movies. Anatomy of a Fall, I really liked. I mean,
that's another example. I'm glad you bring that up. Would you have heard of Anatomy of a Fall if it weren't, quote unquote, in the Oscar conversation?
Great, great point. So the Oscars, in that sense, do what they're supposed to do. They raise your awareness of movies.
Yeah. Precisely right. And so in this particular year, all 10 Best Picture nominees are worthy. It's not like, oh, there's 8, and then we threw in the Angelina movie because we hope she's showing up,
right,
you know, or something like that.
It's interesting because as you say it, and I think you make that case very well with just that example of Anatomy of a Fall. You see the absurdity of comparing these films in Best Picture, but you also see the virtue in creating a competition, a fake competition, even though I know everybody takes it very seriously, because it does bring your attention to these 10 films. You almost wish that, you know, more of these other films, like the international films, the foreign films, the films that the shorts, all of these things, the best animated shorts. We used to go to the live action short. There's a little, not a film festival, but they had all the shorts over at the, it was on the west side, that AMC theater. Now it's closed, I think. I feel kind of that sad that more oxygen media wise doesn't go to some of that stuff.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but Jeffrey Wright, who, of course, is so great in American fiction, pointed out that American fiction probably didn't have the total budget that the catering budget on the Batman movie he did had.
Yeah.
So I do like the idea, though I do think Oppenheimer is likely to dominate. I do like the idea that these quote-unquote smaller movies, but movies with extraordinary merit, are at least in that conversation. And you know, there are people all over the country, you know, you would think Hollywood would be the epicenter, who are these rabid film fans. And so they make a point because, you know, they want to be the smartest guy at their Oscar party. Well, you know, I saw that one, you know, and I saw Zone of Interest. and they want to be able to say that they did.
All right. Before you leave us, Sam Rubin, tell me how I, at my Oscar party, fill out the stuff like short film animated, short film live action, documentary short subject, visual effects. Visual effects, at least I can take a shot at. I mean, these are films that maybe I've seen or, you know, I know what a visual effect is, but some of these documentary short subjects, I don't even know how to take a shot at those.
A website you may or may not be familiar with is called goldderby.com.
Okay.
And goldderby.com to your interest, is the betting person's website strictly for award shows.
God, that's
so they
great.
Handicap it. They have experts. They have amateurs. And they also, I really like Gold Derby tremendously. And they also have contests. So if you enter as an amateur and you win, you know, the prize is maybe a year's popcorn at AMC, or I think there may be cash prizes. But a site like Gold Derby is particularly good at this kind of thing, because here's 20 people on, you know, obscuro category number 17, but those 20 people, you know, seemingly know and are into it.
Yes, exactly right. Thank you for this. They all seem to agree on best song from Barbie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's not so the number that's going to get all the attention is Ryan Gosling singing "I'm Just Ken." But the best song, which I think is the best song, is this Billie Eilish song, "What Was I Made For?" Because what was so great about Barbie is Barbie is 80% meringue, but then is, you know, actual, there's meat there as well. And that song, which I think is heartfelt and beautiful, and I'm a big Billie Eilish fan, I think she's just terrific. That song really encompasses that. So I think that's going to be another good moment. There, you know, producers have already announced 65 dancers for the Ken number, and I think you're going to see cameos there. I think you're going to see famous faces on stage dancing and singing with Ryan Gosling. And then I think the Billie Eilish thing will likely be Billy and Phineas at the piano. It'll be quiet and small, but I think that's going to be really, really good.
Well, we're going to watch you in the lead up to the Oscars Sunday on Channel 5, 1 to 3:30. If you don't have Channel 5, you may have cut the cord. The whole show is also going to be streamed at KTLA.com and on the KTLA Plus app. Sam, I know you're on Instagram at SamOnTV and on X and Twitter and all that stuff and at SamOnTV. You do a great job. I love it. Well, you wouldn't be back for all these many years if were you not super great at what you do. So thanks for being here.
Oh, Barb, that's nice of you. And I want to tell people the KTLA Plus app has, for some reason, richer colors. So if you want to really, if you want to sink into that Jessica Holmes outfit or that Megan Henderson sort of higher thigh, it is definitely on. You know, the plus is really good.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Sam. Good stuff. Good luck and enjoy.
All right, Mark. Thank you,
Sam Rubin.
Thank you.
Just looking up, it's in the swag bag this year. It's crazy. I'll give you a couple of those things. Also, speaking of cameos. The cameo that was sent to me by George Santos. I do have it, and we'll play it next. It's pretty crazy. It's not long, but, man, it was done for me, as you will see. It's the John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640. Mark Thompson sitting in for John. We're live everywhere on that iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Mark Thompson here for John Cobalt. Got a idea of what this swag bag, I guess, you know, it was interesting to me. What was interesting to me is that Sam Rubin mentioned that literally some of these seems to me probably actresses. I guess they call them actors now. They don't. It's weird. You're supposed to call everybody an actor and not separate actor and actress. And yet they have best supporting actress and best supporting actor. Right, Deborah? That doesn't.
I never really thought about that, but you're right.
It's just odd to me. But in conversation, like the politically correct thing to do is to just call everybody an actor. It's not gender specific. But then they make it gender specific with the nominations, actress and actor.
Give it a few years and that will change.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how they distinguish between, you know.
It'll just be one category.
Oh, that could be. Well, that would, what a SIG alert mess that'll be. Anyway, so I'm looking at the swag grid. I'm glad you're here because I see you again. I'm sorry, but as enjoying many of the things that are in the swag bag.
I would love to get that swag bag.
Now, the gifts are not affiliated with the Academy Awards, but they're a private marketing endeavor. And marketing is at the core of what all these bags are about, right? They stock them with all kinds of things. They want actors and high-profile show business people to, you know, go to a ski chalet in the Swiss Alps, bring their friends. They generally do it for, well, here's an example. The most expensive gift is an invitation for a $50,000 vacation in the Swiss Alps. This is in a ski chalet, you and 9 of your friends, if you're an Oscar nominee.
How can I get this gig?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty significant. And again, it's worth $50,000. And the gift bag itself is valued roughly at $180,000 over 50 gifts.
Come on, Mark. We can host. we can announce. That's what I meant to say. We can announce,
yeah,
right?
I don't think the announcers really get much of this.
Not announcers, but we can go and presenter. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
we
presenters.
Can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah. Here are two people you've never heard of. Ladies and gentlemen, two people you've never heard of.
We're giving them their big break.
Yeah. It is wild that many of these people who get this stuff, it's all very consistent with the theme, super rich people get a bunch of stuff they don't need to pay for.
Right. And they could buy it themselves so easily.
But fame gets them a lot. So it's really a win-win. That is to say, you get millions for being in Oppenheimer, and then you get the gift bag on site. And as Deborah says, not only could you buy yourself, it's kind of a rounding error. I mean, I know to us, it's like a lot of money, $180,000 is insane. But the reality is that, you know, it's compared to the net worth of most of these people.
Is that all you got?
No. Here we go. A 5-piece luxury gift set from Miage Skincare. That's $515. A $10,000 micro needling treatment.
Ooh.
From Cynosure. Designed to tighten and revitalize.
Yeah.
Boy, I could use a weekend of that tightening and revitalizing stuff. A 7-day retreat at the Golden Door, California, which is a transformative and rejuvenating experience. A lot of tightening, revitalizing, transforming, and rejuvenating in this bag.
I think the actors, that's what they like.
I see. They're valued at $24,000. Wow. This is a cool one. Like, this is what I'd like. I want to throw a party and I want something like this there. But it's $25,000. It's a live show from mentalist Carl Christman. Carl Christman apparently combines magic, mind reading, hypnosis, and comedy. It's a $25,000 value, and you can, you know, build the live show around a birthday party or whatever you want. And in honor of the Rubik's Cube 50th anniversary, a retro-themed version of the Rubik's Cube featuring the original logo and color scheme. That, believe it or not, is the most affordable. Only
$15. That's nothing.
Yeah. Bradley Cooper, Emma Stone, Coleman Domingo, Lily Gladstone, Annette Bening. All of them will get access to these things and these bags. That is just the beginning. There is so much offered and continues to be offered. They actually have gifting suites that go on for a couple of weeks before the event. So I'm telling you about one bag. There essentially are these gifting suites set up, and the stars and others associated with the Academy and with the festivities, they may be even directors and cinematographers, etc., they're set loose in all of this, and they kind of go on a buying spree, only they don't have to pay for anything. So
I feel so deprived.
It's not the business we've chosen.
Obviously
it's not the business. There are other rewards here.
Yeah, what?
Well, you get to say hi to Petros and money in the hallway. I mean, you can't put a price tag on these things. It's access. That's what we get. Okay. Maybe Ryan Seacrest, you'll see, coming in to do his show. When we come back, you will indulge me. You must hear the cameo sent to me by George Santos. Yes, it was sent to me for my birthday. We'll do it next. And is Conway coming in also? I guess Conway comes through here as well. As we get closer to the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
That's a highlight.
That is a highlight.
Yeah, that's right. He can tell you stories of his dad on the Carol Burnett show. I love those stories, actually. I don't know if they quite measure up to the gift bag, but there's something. Anyway, it's John Colbelt Show. Mark Thompson sitting in for John on KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Colbelt on demand from KFI AM 640.
John, I think, is back on Monday, taking a three-day weekend. Good for him. It's a really cool Conway ahead. We have much going on. Conway will get to a lot of it. We've talked about a bunch of stuff today. Talked about the Katy Porter suggestion that the Senate election was rigged. Got into a bit of the State of the Union response earlier. And we did touch on the fact that George Santos was at the State of the Union address, which is kind of weird. As you know, he was removed. Apparently he's removed from office. He was not removed from the chambers last night. He was there. I saw him sitting next to Matt Gaetz. He's a likable fellow. He's had a little issue with Truth and concocting his resume and personal history, as you know, to the point that they removed him. I mean, he was also removed really over, as you may remember, spending a lot of donor money on personal things, you know, like paying off credit card stuff and various health and wellness treatment type thing. Anyway, just to remind you of his history. So, you know, between the stacks of mistruths and lies and then sort of spending this money in these ways that are, well, frankly, illegal, he was tossed. But he is, as I say, kind of a likable figure, and he apparently has made more money through this app Cameo than he's ever made in his life. He said that. Like, he's having the biggest year of income in his life as a result of these cameos. They've stacked up like crazy, these requests for him to send greetings of one sort or another to people all around the world. And he's in a, as you know, lawsuit with Jimmy Kimmel, who asked him to do a bunch of cameos, and he thought they were one thing, and then Jimmy used them on his show. For my birthday, Courtney got him to do a cameo for me. And I had no idea that this was happening. And he must have, and this is the only last thing, and I'm going to play it for you. The only last thing I'm going to say is, it was by no means clear, apparently, that he was going to do it because he was kind of wrapping up for the year. And you know, my birthday is the day after Christmas, and he just, like, he was going on vacation, and he didn't want to do any more cameos. So he does this in a car, clearly. It was in a cab or something. But he does the cameo, and here's what it sounds like.
Hey, Mark. It's George Santos here. A lot of people are telling me you're a liar because you say you're one age, but you look so much younger. So, happy birthday. And what's a little lie between friends? I mean, come on. What's the worst that could happen? Mark, Courtney sends this message with all the love in the world. Happy birthday. Bye.
That's just the greatest. I mean, I love it. I mean, it's the last part that I love the most, right? What's a little lie among friends or between friends? And what's the worst that could happen? I just love, this is a guy who was tossed from Congress. It's brilliant. I mean,
what's just the worst that could happen?
Yeah. I mean, it just is the best. I commend her for the writing and commend her for the execution. I mean,
and what's a little lie between friends?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. So he was back last night, and the word out of George Santos, just because he's become one of these curious stories in American politics, he's saying he's going to run for office again. This is a guy who was hounded by media, you may remember. I mean, he couldn't walk down the halls of Congress without this gaggle of media around him, hounding him about various lies he told, mistruths. He was expelled from Congress. Again, reminding you, the House Ethics Committee said that he'd exploited his position for financial gain. He's running for office again. He announced his plans after the State of the Union address last night. He's saying, and this is a quote, "I left office arbitrarily in December." Now, even that's not true. He was ousted by his colleagues. You didn't leave office arbitrarily. You were tossed out of office. He says this, and this is a brilliant play in America to say this kind of thing. Quote, "After a lot of prayer and conversation with my friends and family," again, mention prayer, you mention friends, and most of all, you mention family. "After a lot of prayer and conversation with my friends and family, I've made a very important decision that will shake things up." Again, continuing from George Santos, "Tonight, I want to announce that I will be returning to the arena of politics and challenging Nick," that's the guy in his district who's now serving, Nick LaLota, "for the battle over New York 1. So he then said on X, "Tonight I came to the State of the Union with an open mind and heart because I believe in the great idea that is the United States of America." And then he banged on Biden. "I just witnessed a weak, frail president deliver spin and lies to the American people from inside the chambers." So he's not a Biden fan. And essentially, he's now banging the drum that New Yorkers need a real conservative. He even uses those terms. New Yorkers need a real conservative to represent them. And his former seat in New York's 3rd Congressional District was won by a Democrat, Tom Suozzi, in a special election, as you know, in February. Once he was removed, they had to have a special election there. So the primary for that seat will be held in June. But it's an interesting thing. You know, he doesn't really have a track record legislatively to talk about, but he's playing himself as a conservative champion. You know, he's trying to essentially reconstitute himself as this conservative dude. "I am your conservative savior." But the New York Times called it a notoriety tour that he went on with his personalized videos on Cameo. But it's pretty, you know. By the way, how much do you think one of his cameos costs? $500 a piece in late December when Courtney got me that cameo.
She must really love you.
She must. I don't know where she got that money.
$500, that's a pretty penny for him.
I agree. That's a lot of money for the...
Hey, Mark. It's George Santos here.
I mean, that's a... Just saying. Wow. He really hit the ball for her, though.
Come on. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. He had a little bit of a brilliant cameo. $500 well spent. Thank you. Thank you, Courtney. Aside from that, the State of the Union, of course, is being played on both sides. The one side is saying Biden hit it out of the park. You know, never stronger. You're telling me that this guy is, you know, this old and firm guy. And the... Democrats are talking about how terrific his messaging was and how incredibly energetic and what a brilliant speech it was. He spoke for well over an hour. The right is saying, what was he on? How could he have spoken that way? He's definitely on some kind of, you know, medicine that jacked him up. So you pick your interpretation, but there it was. Speaking of being jacked up on medication, sitting down in front of the microphones now.
Hey now, buddy, how are you?
Tim Conway Jr.
You and I got into it yesterday with the storm.
Oh, yeah.
You hated the term that I used, the eye of the storm.
Well, I wouldn't have minded it one to maybe even five times, but you said it 17 times. The eye of the storm is over your house. The eye of the storm is coming to you. Crozier, right. The eye of the storm. And I'm there, okay. I said, God,
what I meant, though.
No,
the severity of the storm.
I hated to be that guy, and I was that guy.
But you turned out to be that guy.
I did. I take that.
Right.
And I even said in my message, I feel like a P1 who's writing in about somebody using, you know.
My mom used to do that. Yeah. I hate to say that.
Oh.
Because that's really insulting. But my mom used to call radio stations and correct people. Like when I worked at KLSX, she wanted me to call, I think it was Robin Arbakarian, maybe, or somebody else who was filling in. I can't remember who it was. Somebody was filling in and they said, Orion Pictures has just been sold. And my mom heard that. I was driving around with my mom. And she said, could you please call the station and says it's not Orion, it's Orion. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I am not going to do that.
Oh,
but
you were great, though. You got me through the storm yesterday. I was listening, and honest to God, I know what you're.
It was a huge storm.
Yeah, what app you're going to, you know, if you're in Buena Park, it's going to hit you in 11 minutes. I mean, a big cell is going to come in 11 minutes.
That's right, dude.
It was very impressive.
That's right, man. It was an unbelievable storm, and it all started with perfect timing. It started at 3:59 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Was when it really hit. They had EAS come on and warn everybody.
Oh.
It was a big deal. You had hail and thunder, lightning, wind. It was crazy. And now look at it today. There's nothing.
It is crazy.
So let me ask you, as a weather guy.
Yes, sir.
When we have something like that's that ferocious, you know, like a hurricane or a tornado, it takes all that energy with it. So is it typically very clear afterwards, a big storm like that?
Well, we can generally have more stable conditions in behind a system like that. So if it's a frontal system.
Right.
And
is that what we had yesterday?
I really don't know. I mean, I didn't look. But if it is, I'm guessing it was the kind of weather we had yesterday is typical of instability in the atmosphere. So you get
right.
That's what causes that rapid development, vertical development, and that's what creates thunderstorms. So generally behind that, I mean, if it's a weather front, you'll have much more stable conditions, and that's the kind of weather that we have today.
I was listening to Dallas Rains, who is not as good with weather like you are.
Yeah.
But he said the updraft into the very cold atmosphere is what creates that hail.
That's right. Well, essentially the
water, did he get that right?
The water particles, yes. He's mostly right about that.
Okay.
The water particles are kicked back up, and as they're kicked back up each time, they get bigger and bigger.
Okay.
And they start to freeze, right? Little bits of ice form around them. And
then they get too heavy.
And they drop out of the cloud.
And what happens?
You've got to.
But I can't believe that the clouds are able to produce hail the size of like softballs. That's wild.
Think about that. With these clouds that go all the way up to 35,000 feet, there's tremendous vertical motion. It's violent in those clouds, you know? And that's what causes it. Up and down and up and down. And
I know you're going to think that I'm BSing you. I'm not. I think the reason why the Valley got all that crazy weather, way too many SUVs.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I don't see the connection.
Because there's more families that live in the Valley with the SUVs,
mm-hmm.
and they drive around these SUVs, and that's where the storm went. F you. You're going to drive an SUV? I'm gonna rain on your parade, bub. I think that's what happened, Mark.
Conway, more theories like that is what you need.
Okay.
I was so sorry to see Steve Lawrence passed away.
I know. Isn't that horrible?
Because last time I saw him was at your dad's memorial
service. You know, nobody in the world, and I can say this because that's a fact, Jack. Nobody made my dad laugh harder than Steve Lawrence.
There's a great clip that I reposted it. I loved it that much, the one you posted on social media.
When there were three of them were sitting in a booth. There's nobody that made my dad laugh more than Steve Lawrence.
Corman, Conway, and Lawrence.
That's right, man. That's a great clip. Great
stuff.
Clip. We have Adam Carolla coming on today.
I love it.
Alex Michelson.
Yeah.
And we got to clear up. I said something wrong about Deborah Mark yesterday. I got to clear that up.
No, wow. There's a lot to do.
An official apology.
Yeah. All right. Well, Conway's next. Thanks.
Think on with
been
you, Mark.
Fun. Yeah.
Can you stick around for 3 hours?
I would, except I got to do Maya's show, the YouTube show, the Mark Thompson show on YouTube.
God.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket.
Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.